Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1056. At 11 o'clock, Jesus said to me, "My host, you are refreshment for my tormented heart." I thought, after these words, that my heart would burn up, and he brought me into such close intimacy with himself that my heart was espoused to his heart in a loving union, until I could feel the faintest stir of his heart and he of mine. The fire of my created love was joined to the ardor of his eternal love. This one grace surpasses all others in its immensity. His Trinitarian being enveloped me entirely, and I am totally immersed in him. My littleness is, as it were, wrestling with this immortal, mighty one. I am immersed in incomprehensible love and incomprehensible torture because of his passion. All that concerns his being is imparted to me also. Up to now, Jesus has been bringing me to know about and to have a presentiment of this grace, but today he granted it to me. I would not even dare to dream about it. My heart is in ceaseless ecstasy, as it were, although outwardly nothing disturbs my contacts with my neighbor or my attending to various matters. Nothing is capable of interrupting my ecstasy. Nor can anyone suspect it, because I have asked God to protect me from detection by people. And, together with this grace, there entered my soul a whole ocean of light, enabling me to understand God and myself. Amazement overwhelms me entirely and leads me as if into a new ecstasy, aroused by the fact that God has deigned descend to me, who am so little. At 3 o'clock, I prayed, prostrate, in the form of a cross, for the whole world. Jesus' mortal life was coming to an end. I heard his 7 words. Then he looked at me and said, "Beloved daughter of my heart, you are my solace amidst terrible torments." Jesus is commanding me to make a novena before the Feast of Mercy, and today I am to begin it for the conversion of the whole world and for the recognition of the divine mercy, so that every soul will praise my goodness. I desire trust from my creatures. Encourage souls to place great trust in my fathomless mercy. Let the weak, sinful soul have no fear to approach me, for even if it had more sins than there are grains of sand in the world, all would be drowned in the immeasurable depths of my mercy. When Jesus had given up his last breath, my soul dissolved from the pain, and for a long time I could not come to myself. I found some relief in tears. The one whom my heart has come to love has died. Will anyone understand my grief? In the evening, over the radio, I heard hymns, that is, psalms, sung by priests. I burst into tears, and all of the pain renewed in my soul, and I wept sorrowfully, unable to find appeasement in this pain. Then I heard a voice in my soul, "Do not cry. I am not suffering any more. And for the faithfulness with which you accompanied me in my sufferings and death, your own death will be a solemn one, and I will accompany you in that last hour. Beloved pearl of my heart, I see your love so pure, purer than that of the angels, and all the more so because you keep fighting. For your sake, I bless the world. I see your efforts to please me, and they delight my heart. After these words, I wept no more, but thanked the Heavenly Father for having sent us His Son for the work of the redemption of mankind. Here, Jesus finds refreshment in St. Faustina's openness to offer her suffering for souls. Faustina finds herself immersed in the love of the Trinity. All that Jesus went through was for our sake, because He loves us so. Faustina was brought to an ecstasy of God's love. She was granted a deep understanding of God and of herself. Faustina made a novena before the Feast of Mercy, as Jesus commanded her. She prays for souls. Jesus wants all to turn to Him. The weak, sinful soul should not be afraid to trust in His mercy. Saint Faustina cried as she united with Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. She heard some Holy Week hymns on the radio, and she cried again. But Jesus told her not to cry, that He is no longer suffering, but that He was very grateful for her pure heart and her relentless offering of herself. She saves many souls with her sacrifices, united to those of Christ on the cross.